You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back. This has been a fun show. Back with Tammy Haldeman and Derek Renfro. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. So guys, every year, National Association of Realtors has the massive research teams, and they always come out with their profile of home buyers and sellers. And like, you know, you guys know me, I'm a numbers guy. I like studying the stats. And some of the stats that come out of this, I think are interesting.
I think it's interesting. Maybe not everyone will, but...
Well, anybody that's interested in real estate, though, is going to be interested in this. That what are the real numbers behind it? You know, we hear, you know, there's a lot of first-time home buyers out there. Well, really, well, how many? Okay, what percentage is it? And, you know, for instance, with that, there was 35% of home buyers were first-time home buyers this year, which was an increase from last year was 32%.
So more people are out there with good credit buying their house.
making that decision.
Getting out of mom and dad's basement. That's what I'm hearing.
Well, and the first-time home buyers said that saving for down payment was one of the hardest things for them.
Right. And what I found interesting, too, which, you know, goes into my generation very much so, but 49% of those that said that the most difficult thing was because of their student loan debt.
Oh, the student loan debt.
Right. That's what made saving the most difficult.
Yeah, student loan debt pushed their ability to buy out even further.
Got it.
Definitely took them longer to get to the point that they could. It was interesting that, you know, a typical buyer was 44 years old, median income of $88,500 for the buyer. And then when you compare that to the sellers, the typical home seller was 54 years old instead of 44. And median household income for a home seller was $100,700. And you know, what's the reason for that? The logic is that you're going to have those first-time home buyers are not going to be the home sellers. They're going to be the home buyers. And first-time home buyers' incomes are going to be lower naturally, which is a fairly easy explanation for that one. What else jumped out at you guys when you looked at these?
I think one of the big things for me was that it looks like sellers cited that they sold their homes for a median of $43,000 more than they purchased it. So you can see how big of a difference that appreciation can make in gaining equity in the house, obviously.
Right, and that's $43,000 in wealth that they gain from appreciation on the home. But that's good. I mean, that's a pretty important number. Tammy, what about you? Any stats jump out at you on this?
Well, I think I'm kind of with Derek on the, I think it was interesting for the down payment because that is something that you really deal with a lot, Doug, when you're counseling people for first-time home buyers.
Well, yeah, so first-time home buyers who finance their house typically finance, it says 96% of their home compared to repeat buyers were 84%. So that difference, so 96%, I'm going to guess that it actually is probably 96.5%
because FHA.
Right? Yeah, the FHA loan requires 3.5% down, and that's the most common loan for a first-time home buyer. Where a repeat home buyer at 84%, because they're typically rolling equity from the previous home into the next purchase, lets them have a little bit more money to put down.
I think the other one for me was internet usage and trying to find a home. It had made a comment that it took 10 weeks for those who searched on the internet to find a home that they like.
And looked at an average of 10 homes
in 10 weeks. So one a week possibly. And then if you went in and visited a real estate agent, it was 4 weeks.
Yeah, 4 weeks and only four houses you had to see.
Right.
Yeah, if you did not use the internet.
That was interesting to me. And I think for me where that speaks on is if I'm going to go, I tend to go to the internet to look at properties because I want to see what's out there. And it's easier to see what's out there, especially in my PJs on a Sunday morning. You know, just to take a look and see what's out there. So that was an interesting stat to me.
Well, and it's why we offer home scouting, because these days people do want to be able to go to the internet for information. Mm-hmm. We know that about 94% of people use the internet at some point during the home search process. You're going to be a little more educated using the internet too, and the process may take longer, but you will be more educated because you'll have a chance to see more properties.
That
part's definitely good. Another interesting stat is that 11% of home buyers purchase multi-generational homes. So they're purchasing houses for family, and we've covered that on the air. And visit our website at smartwithyourmoney.com. And if you look back a few weeks, you'll see a segment we actually did about how to purchase a home or how to pass a home along to one of your kids. Really important that you get that set up correctly. I thought the for sale by owner stats were pretty interesting too, that only 8% of recent homes were for sale by owners. So 8% were for sale by owners, and they sold for a lower price. That's important to note.
Pretty significantly, too.
Yeah, it was a pretty significant drop in price when people do a for sale by owner, and the majority of for sale by owners that start that way end up going to an agent eventually.
They usually do, yeah.
And here's what's important. We serve as a resource for all of our listeners when it comes to picking an agent. So if you're looking to pick an agent, reach out to us, because we've vetted through the best ones. We are not real estate agents. We're not looking for your business as an agent. So we have no vested interest except to make sure that you get the best deal and that you use an agent that we can fully endorse. So reach out to us. You can text or call me and just say realtor on the text and let me know the area you live in. I can make sure that you get set up. So text me at 314-472-DOUG. It's 314-472-3684. You can text and visit our website, smartwithyourmoney.com. So remember that becoming smart with your money is as simple as listening every Sunday at 4 p.m., subscribing to our website at smartwithyourmoney.com, or by listening to our podcast, Smart With Your Money with Doug Haldeman. See you next week.
Josh's legendary fishing story started with a morning like any other. He reached the dock and jumped from his truck. He was headed to a remote cove on the far shore. He'd mapped it all out and forgot to put on his truck's parking brake. But the sunken truck was covered, thanks to Farmers Insurance. Not so amphibious vehicle. July 11th, 2015. Talk to a farmer's agent. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Call your local farmer's agent, Elaine Marr, at 314-238-0055.